Welcome to the Bill and Rookie podcast for this 22nd day. Is it the 22nd?
21st day.
21st day of May, 2021. And, you know, I just asked you a question off the air about your kids in school. How many days left or when the end of school is? And you said a couple weeks, but it got me thinking. I'm like, that was the best day. The last day of school was the best.
Of course it was.
I mean, I just love the last day of school every year. The worst day of the year was the first day of school.
No doubt.
Last day, the best day was the last day. But I mean, I didn't totally hate school, so I want to ask you about school and how you felt about it and how you did in school. I mean, I don't know what kind of student you were. I was an average student. I was in the top half of my class when I graduated from high school, but that's not saying much. My class wasn't that big; only about 100. I think we had 180 something kids in my class, and I was top half. But I was not a star student by any means. I did just enough to get by with good enough grades. I didn't really excel in the classroom, except for now when I got to college and I started taking classes in things that I cared about. You know, that you could select your classes. When I started doing that, I got great grades in college all the way through. Because I was doing things that I liked, that I enjoyed, and I wanted to do. Especially when I got into my major. I mean, I aced all my major courses. But it really taught me a lot because I was like, you know, a lot of these classes that I took that I just didn't care about, I didn't put any effort into. But the ones that I did, and I did well in.
That's kind of the same thing for me. I think I was just an average student in high school, you know, really more into sports and whatever, but do enough to get by. I mean, I was better than a C student, but I was nowhere near being a straight-A student. I was not going to be the valedictorian of our graduating class.
No.
Anything like that.
I got to being a valedictorian was, her locker was like three doors down from me. That's about as close as I got to
right.
that.
So that wasn't going to happen. I wasn't going to get into Harvard or anything like that either. Here's the thing for me though. I've always kind of known what I wanted to do. I only applied to one college, Bemidji State University. And I think that's, you know, from having lived in Minnesota, going to hockey camp up there when I was a kid, loved it. And I was going to go there for hockey, even though I was living in Colorado at the time. That is the only place I applied, got accepted. I went there, and I wasn't a great student in college. And it's because I like to have a lot of fun and not be serious. But it sounds like maybe your college experience was a little bit different than mine, because when I went to college, you really had to take all these required classes prior to getting into your major.
Well, yeah, I definitely had to do that.
Which wasn't fun for me. A lot like what you're saying. Didn't care about anthropology. Didn't care about English literature. Didn't care about whatever
creative writing I had. That was
right.
The worst.
Didn't care about it. I knew from the beginning that I wanted to be in the sports field. And right. I also knew early on when I went up there to play hockey, I also knew early on that I was not going to make it to the National Hockey League, no matter how big my dream was. And so I got out of that and I wanted to get into broadcasting. And that's how I was going to stay close to sports, be in sports broadcasting. Ideally, it was going to be play-by-play. I did some of that, but never at the level that I really wanted to do that. But the point being is I got out of college. I lasted a year and a half. Because I knew what I wanted to do, and the road to getting to what I wanted to do was too long in college. I had to do, you know, your freshman and your sophomore years, paying the price, so to speak, before you really got into your major stuff. And so then I switched to technical school, or broadcasting school, where you went in and you were in broadcasting. You were learning radio. You were learning TV. You were doing this. You were doing that. And that's the route I went.
Well, I only applied to one college, too, when I got out of high school, and that was Southern Illinois University. And the reason I did that is because my older brother went to school there. And so I just kind of followed in his footsteps because mm-hmm. I knew I could get in there. I couldn't get into the University of Illinois right away because my grades weren't good enough. I knew I could get into SIU, so I applied to SIU, and I got accepted, and I went. And I went there for 2 years, but that's where I got my general studies out of the way, all my math requirements and English requirements. And then I transferred to Columbia College in Chicago. And fortunately, almost all of my credits from SIU transferred. So I didn't take. I had to take like maybe two classes at Columbia that weren't in my core radio curriculum.
Right.
And I had to take a computer course, and then there was one other one, which wasn't bad. I didn't mind them. And then everything else I took was in the radio field, was in radio or television. I took some television course, too, but everything was in my core.
Right.
For my
degree. And
you're
in your
degree.
Happy place. Then,
yeah,
in
my happy place. Absolutely. So that's right. I did well.
It's funny because, you know, back when we went to college, again, I mean, we're talking mid-80s here. I mean, we're talking a long, long-ass time ago. You know, college wasn't so expensive. And I take a look at college, and, you know, my kids are a handful of years away. It's funny, I was thinking about this today, actually, on my drive in. They've got 5 more years of school. You know, they'll 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th. And then they'll be off to college. And I sit here and I wonder, though, and I take a look at the way college tuitions, and it starts creeping into your mind as a parent. You know, we've got 529 college plans that we're saving for them and stuff. It starts creeping into your mind. College tuition is just a huge expense, and you start to wonder, where's the payoff?
Right.
When you see it takes $30,000-plus to go to Madison, you know, and it times four, and, you know, you're going to pay maybe for some of it, but not, you're going to come out with college debt. You know, that's one of the biggest problems facing people these days is college debt. And I sit there and think to myself, where's the payoff? When you look at jobs, the jobs that kids are going to get today coming out of college, how many years is it going to take them to pay off their college debt?
Right.
I don't want my kids to be faced with that. I'm trying to figure out a way to help them. You know, I sit there and talk about maybe going to technical school first for a couple of years and then getting your general classes out of the way and then going off to a college for the last 2 years to get your degree. But it is ridiculous.
Yeah,
it wasn't really that big of a problem for our parents and kids to pay for school. I mean, way back in the day, it wasn't as hard.
I did. When I graduated college, it was zero debt.
And I'm sure most people did.
In terms of
a lot of people did, I'm sure,
loans or anything.
Nothing. Because it is not kept up. I mean, if you know, you can always do those calculators online. Though, what college tuition in 1985, which would have been my first year, what's that to the equivalent of today? And, you know, it's probably like $12,000. I think college is like $4,000 when I went to college. You know, it'd probably be like $12,000 today, but what they're charging you is $30,000.
Yeah.
Right? It is insane.
It is insane.
And by the way, before we wrap this up, I think you're getting ready to wrap it up. When you talk about the last day of school.
Yeah.
The last day of school may be marked on the calendar, let's just say, for argument's sake, June 5th.
Whatever.
The last day of school is really like June 1, because on Monday it's goof-off day number 1, Tuesday's goof-off number day 2, Wednesday's goof-off day number 3, Thursday's goof-off day number 4, and then Friday we say goodbye.
Yeah, you're right about that.
So when's the real last day of school? I'm not sure, but on the calendar it's like June 5th.
It's an excellent point. But, so I'm glad the kids will be experiencing that shortly with just a couple of weeks left.
And you know what? Here's the great thing, too, about school getting out. It frees me up a little bit, too, because with this whole pandemic and the school buses and riding and not riding, I've had to pick them up at school every day this year in the middle of the afternoon at 2:20.
Oh.
When they are home from school, that frees me. Afternoon golf, Billy. Get those bombastics ready because they're going to get a workout. Because then I don't have something in the middle of my afternoon that I have to go get. So when school's out for them, it's almost like school's out for me.
Sweet. That's great news. Well, can't wait then until school's officially out. And you have a great round of golf tomorrow.
You do the same.
I hope. I'll try. I'm going to try my best. And hope all of you have a great weekend as well. And join us again Monday for the Bill and Rookie Experience, 6 a.m. right here on The Fan.